Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Today I want to talk about something. I saw it the other day when I was reading a devotional book, and there was a passage from Francis de Sales, or St. Francis de Sales, and he said a lot of things, but this is the thing that struck me. Listen to this. He said, "Do everything for God, uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance, or by the overflowing of your heart towards Him." So I'm going to read it again because I want you to hear it clearly. Do everything for God, uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance, or by the overflowing of your heart towards Him. Now that, to me, is food for thought.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Get the Big Picture. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. One of the things that always struck me was when you look at paintings of people who were said to be saints, you know, like Teresa of Avila or John of the Cross, people like that, you often see them with their eyes cast upward. You see them with their eyes lifted upward, looking up. And you see them praying with their eyes uplifted. You see them on their knees with their eyes uplifted. And in the Bible, we read that Christ lifted up His eyes. Do a search and see if you can find it. When He was praying, He lifted up His eyes. So I've often wondered about that. And then one day, I was doing some research, as I often do, and it was a nice website that was talking about meditation. And the person who was talking about meditation said that when you lift up your eyes, for example, he gives the example of, like, let's say you're sitting in your room and then you look at a spot on the wall above your head. In other words, you turn your chair toward the wall and look at a spot above your head on the wall. So you keep your body and your head facing directly forward, but then you lift up your eyes and look at that spot. He said that when you do that, it opens up your peripheral vision. So I tried it, and sure enough, it does. When you look up with your eyes at something, notice how your peripheral vision expands. In other words, the vision, you know, in the corners of your eyes. So you get a broader view, a broader perspective. And you know something? I think that is very telling. I think it's symbolic of the spiritual reality of having a broader perspective. For example, you're having an argument with somebody, it's getting heated, and then all of a sudden you take a mental step back. And you see that this is your friend or this is your partner. And it's not that important. In other words, you see the big picture. And then you say, hey, no big deal, no sweat, don't worry about it. And then you guys are friends again. You see what I mean? The air is cleared. You got the big perspective. You've probably heard the expression, not being able to see the forest for the trees. We get too bogged down in details. What do they say? Majoring in the minors? Have you heard that one? In other words, getting too caught up in stuff that's not important. You know, what do they say? 99% of the stuff we worry about never happens? Or they say that they say in management that 99% of the stuff that gets our attention is not as important as the 1%? So you got to have the big picture. So the big picture, you know how important that is when you're dealing with your partner or your kids. So it's called perspective. So let's go back to what St. Francis de Sales said. He said, unite yourself to God by a mere upward glance.
This is Jeremiah Trujillo, the producer of Shedding Shackles. I've been playing the piano since age 5 and a half, which means I've been playing for over 25 years. And I played all of the music that you hear on Shedding Shackles. I believe that music is endless discovery, and continually brings you joy in the discovery of new pieces.
So I read you a quote from Francis de Sales. He said, "Do everything for God, uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance or by the overflowing of your heart towards Him." Now, both of those are important, but right now I'm focusing on a mere upward glance. And I said it. There's food for thought there. But now I want to put it in perspective. I'm going to put what he said in context. I'm going to read you the whole passage, because the whole passage is basically about getting closer to God, to make God number one in your life, to have Him in your life. Here's what Francis de Sales said: "Strive to see God in all things without exception, and acquiesce in His will with absolute submission. Do everything for God, uniting yourself to Him by a mere upward glance or by the overflowing of your heart towards Him. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit." Now, I'm going to stop right there. Why does he say, never be in a hurry, do everything quietly and in a calm spirit? Because that way you remember God. You don't forget to remember Him. You don't become so engrossed in rushing towards some goal that you remember God. You see the big picture. You remember what's truly important when you're not rushing. Get it? So he's telling us to get to bring God into our life and to be close to Him and to do everything for Him and in Him and to Him and with Him. And now he's telling us how to do it. He said, unite yourself to Him by a mere upward glance or by the overflowing of your heart towards Him. Never be in a hurry. Do everything quietly and in a calm spirit. Do not, now continue, do not lose your inward peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. Once again, I'm taking a time out to mention inward peace. Calmness and inward peace is the state of mind, the state of being, the state of your soul, where you can remember God. See, that's our problem. We forget to remember Him. Commend all to God, and then lie still and be at rest in His bosom. Whatever happens, abide steadfastly in a determined... So, did you hear what he said? He said, commend all to God. So, can you see someone, when something happens, lifting up their eyes and saying, not my will, but thy will be done? See? Whatever happens, abide steadfastly in a determination to cling simply to God, trusting to His eternal love for you. So what's that? That's faith. Isn't that faith? And if you find that you have wandered forth from this shelter, recall your heart quietly and simply. Maintain a holy simplicity of mind and do not smother yourself with a host of cares, wishes, or longings under any pretext. So once again, he's telling us how to have God in our life. He told us, an upward glance, commend all to God, remember God in calmness, in quietness, get the big picture, and maintain a holy simplicity of mind. And how do you maintain a holy simplicity of mind? He tells us how to do it. He said, "Don't smother yourself with a host of cares, wishes, or longings under any pretext." Didn't Christ say, "Take no thought of tomorrow"? In other words, don't worry. He said, "Don't worry, don't be anxious." So, now here's where I come in. So that's good advice, isn't it? Don't worry. Isn't that good advice? But then somebody will say, "That's great advice, Roland, but how do you do that? How do you not worry?" Here's how you do it. Remember, I said to get my little exercise to teach you how to sit quietly and take a mental step back from your thoughts. In other words, see, when you take a mental step back, your perspective opens up, your peripheral vision opens up, you see the big picture. See? And when you see the big picture, you remember principles. You remember love. You remember honor. You remember fairness. You remember patience. You remember them when you have the big picture, don't you? So what takes away the big picture? Getting caught up in minutiae. What takes away the big picture? Getting upset, getting angry. What takes away the big picture? Rushing anxiously, hurriedly. And what takes away the big picture? Getting lost in thoughts, in worries, in planning, in scheming, in thinking about the past and worrying about the future. So step back from those thoughts. Yeah, there they are. I'm not saying to try to repress them. That's what we all do. Or we try to take our mind off of something negative by trying to focus on something positive. No, I'm not saying to, I'm just saying to watch what, see what's there, but stand back from it and watch it. Take a mental step back and watch it. Okay? And when you are going about your daily activities and all of a sudden a situation arises with your partner or your child, some important little moment, and you're not sure what to do, lift up your eyes. Cast your eyes upward. And what does that equate to? It equates to inquiring of God. And He will inform you quietly, privately. See? But you have to look to Him, and you have to ask Him and wait upon Him. In stillness, in calmness, in patience, in faith. You see, it's so beautiful. So, now, what do I have for you? Well, I have this radio program. Now, you know, it's an interesting thing. You've probably noticed that podcasts have become a big deal. Maybe some of you are making your own podcasts. And I don't know how it happened, but I always kind of poo-pooed it and said, well, you know, it's just not that important and everything. But it's actually worked out to my advantage because the bread and butter of what I do is my radio program. And remember, I don't have a church. I'm not speaking to some group of people. I talk to you. So this is what I do. I talk to you. And I do it fresh. And when I make my audio, I'm talking to you. Hi, everyone. Just wanted to stop by with a couple of things that I think are important. First of all, a lot of people love to read the writings of Madame Guyon. Madame Guyon was a very spiritual lady. She spent a lot of time in prison, unfairly, of course. But while she was in prison, she continued to write. She wrote some beautiful things. Listen to this. This is from her book, Experiencing God Through Prayer. Everyone is capable of praying, but many have the mistaken idea that they are not called to prayer. Just as we are called to salvation, we are called to prayer. Are you tired of feeling like a broken cistern? Then come, you starved souls, come and be filled and pray. Isn't that beautiful? I like Madame Guyon. We're going to be talking about her from time to time on the radio program here. Just wanted to mention that you can listen to Shedding Shackles on your Android or your iPhone. That's right. Shedding Shackles is live streaming 24 hours a day on your phone. Here's the number to call, 518-896-1902. That's 518-896-1902, or go to sheddingshackles.com. You'll see the number right there at the top of the page. 518-896-1902 to listen to Shedding Shackles anytime on your phone. So what I was going to say is that, so basically this radio program is what I do, but since podcasts have become such a big deal, it works to my advantage, because when you do your Google search or whatever, then my podcasts show up right away. So the podcasts that are on the local radio station here in San Francisco Bay Area are right there, or the Apple podcasts, or SoundCloud, or Audacity, or any of the other ones. You know, there's so many of them. But that's Blog Talk Radio. So that's where mine show up. So there they are. They're right. So they're easy to find. And so they're easy to listen to. And especially those of you who are listening in the Los Angeles area. I went off the air in Los Angeles because I couldn't afford it. Just too expensive. But a lot of you down there, a lot of people there heard my program, and now they can easily find me on podcast. So that's the point I'm trying to make. So listen to this program. It's good because it's fresh, it's alive, it's a breath of fresh air, like we say on the program. And my sitting quietly exercise is totally free. And I put the sitting quietly exercise at a little website, which is sittingquietlyamerica.com. Sittingquietlyamerica.com. And there it is. And it's very simple. And there's no religious talk or church stuff or anything like that. So you have friends who are upset, who are stressed out in some way, and they could use it. They could use my little sitting quietly exercise. But if you come at them with religion, they'll say, hey, whoa, 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 back off, back off. So this little website is just perfect. I'm working on a new book. Oh, it's really good. It's about food. Yeah, food. And eating, and you're just going to love it. And it's going to be ready very soon. I'm in the final process of editing it right now. Okay, so you go to sheddingshackles.com, and that's where you can find the little sitting quietly exercise or the little meditation. Or you can call the listener call-in line, 510-455-8851, and you can leave me a comment or a question. Love to get comments and questions. I might play it on the air. I'll put your voice right on the air. And you can press on a number and listen to the little meditation, a little 8-minute meditation. So I have those resources for you. And of course, they're totally free. And podcasts are free. So it's all good stuff.
Miguel de Molinos was a Christian writer of more than 300 years ago. He wrote that contemplative prayer, which leads to union with God, is of God. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Reading we can do, thinking we can do, but God is the one that needs to draw us to Him. None can come to me unless my Father draw them, said Jesus. Discursive meditation, which is study of any kind, gets in the way because it's hypnotic. It pulls you into words. You must become dehypnotized and stand back mentally. Instead of being in the words, observe the words. Most people start worrying and fearing, but you need to take a mental step back, which helps you get the big picture. The soul pulls to a safe space. That's what Christ was talking about in the Beatitudes. And the most beautiful version of the Beatitudes is found in the Caboris manuscript. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
I wanted to stop by to just say a little bit about who I am. Well, as you all know, my name is Roland. Some of you have been listening in for a long time. I've been on the station in San Francisco, I think it's over 12 years now, and on and off, going back 20 years. So it's been a long time. A lot of listeners in the Bay Area. And of course, I'm on a big station down in Texas, a really fantastic station. And I'm just thrilled to be on the station. And I'm on a really, really nice station in Chico and the North Central Valley. Beautiful stations. I'm just so happy to be on them. Now, who am I? Well, I'm just about 74 years old. Been on the radio now for, this is my 35th year. That's a long time in the radio business, and I'm proud of that. I mean, not proud in a prideful way, but it's something to take note of, really. And I'm saying, but here's what I always say. I mean, I used to say this all the time when I began my programs. I say something like, I'm saying now the same thing that I've been saying for the past 34 plus years. My message hasn't changed. Yeah, I'm older now and a bit wiser, and I can say things more succinctly than before. But I listen to some of the old programs, you know, some of them are really good. The production values are not as good as today, but the content is good. And my books, going back decades, they're good. And I'm saying the same thing now as before. So what am I saying? I'm saying you got to find your creator. You got to find him. Now, you don't know him. You're so far from him. And a lot of people out there are going to tell you, this is the way to do it, and that's the way to do it, and this is the way to do it. You know what? You got to find him for yourself. About the best thing people can do is stay out of your way and not mess you up and not confuse you. See, that's the problem. There are so many people out there claiming to know the way that it causes confusion. But God is not the author of confusion. He wants you to just realize in your... See, he will communicate to you personally and privately. See? You will just know in your heart. Look, when you're standing there with somebody and then you say something phony to them or something mean, a little bit mean, or something that's not totally true, you know in your heart that what you said wasn't totally true. You see it. You just see it. Well, that's about as close as you can get to God without getting any closer. But you want to get closer. You want to get closer because he's the good father. But you don't know him. So instead of talking about God, let's just talk about sitting quietly, getting out of your thoughts, and then saying, Lord, I've been messing up. And if anybody's going to help me, it's got to be you. And then just leave it at that and see what develops. But watch out for people. Yes. People are very clever, and they want to impress you. So, you might have to go it alone for a little while and find the way. The first moments when God turns up the light and makes his presence known to you are often those moments when you suddenly see something about yourself that's not so good. You suddenly see that you hated your mom or you hated your dad, or you hated your brother. You see that, and now you see that there's something wrong with it, and you don't like what you see, but you realize that you can't change yourself. He also makes you realize that. So you just sit there, and what can you do? There's only one thing to do, and it's so simple that you miss it. Just regret the way you see you are. And yearn for something good and something pure and something true. And then it'll happen. So, okay, I've been around for a while. And I talk to you. I have a very direct way of talking. Because, see, I'm not like, see, some of the programs, it's like they gave a speech or they gave a sermon. That's it. They gave a sermon. And the sermon was recorded, and then it's played on the air. And then they come on at the very end with a little chit-chat with the announcer. So it makes it seem spontaneous and live. But it was actually something that was recorded 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. But what you're getting from me is direct and live, made within the past week, fresh, you know, like fresh out of the oven. And there it is, and it's something brand new. And it's just for you. Now, the other thing I want to say is that this program is not for everybody. No, it's not. There's a remnant. Yeah, I'm going to use that word. I don't think I've ever used it before. But basically, I'm on a fishing expedition. And I'm looking for the few. And some of those few that I'm looking for are totally messed up right now. Absolutely and totally messed up. But that's just when you're ready to hear someone like me. And then suddenly you realize that, yeah, I messed up, but God doesn't hate me. And you start to yearn for Him. So that's what I do. And that's why I'm here. And that's my program. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.